Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. And I'm going to teach you all about peptides and what they can do for your skin. So if you've never used peptides on your skin, you need to incorporate this amazing ingredient into your skincare routine. You can use peptides both orally, by mouth, or topically. And I'm going to talk first about what we can do to help use peptides to reduce skin problems. So we've studied peptides for many years. They're very thin. They're very small molecules that penetrate the surface of the skin easily. They improve redness of the skin because they often have antioxidant effect. They improve skin firmness, skin elasticity, and they also have anti-inflammatory effect. There are different classes of peptides, and a peptide is just a very small molecule, sometimes composed of just several amino acids bound together by a peptide chain. And because of its small size, it's able to permeate the skin tissues very nicely, and it's often in a thin water-based type solution, so it absorbs highly effectively. So there are 4 different type of peptide molecules. There are carrier peptides, neurotransmitter inhibitor type of peptides, enzyme inhibitors that stop breakdown of products, and signaling peptides. So it sounds very technical and very high concept, but the basic concept is carrier peptides help to stabilize trace elements that are really important in your skin, like magnesium and copper. And these are things that we need in our skin to grow good elasticity, good collagen development, good wound healing. Copper peptides and copper tripeptides are very important in anti-aging skincare, and you will find them there often because of their wound healing abilities. Neurotransmitter inhibitor peptides are the type of peptide products, small molecules, that when they penetrate the surface of the skin will actually block muscle contraction effect and give your skin almost like a Botox effect. If your muscles are not contracting as much because peptides have relaxed them, then you are going to get less wrinkle formation and smoothening and improvement of your wrinkles and fine lines. And these are the expression lines, not wrinkles caused by other things like pollution, sun damage, but the ones that are caused by muscular contraction. So think about neurotransmitter inhibitor peptides like palmitil tripeptide you might have heard of, or palmitil tetrapeptide. These are very common ones that are found in some of our skincare. We also have peptides that block collagen breakdown. They're enzyme inhibitor peptides. So there are certain enzymes called collagenases that break down the collagen in your skin. And this is kind of a slow degradation process. In the body, we need to build things up by growing collagen, but we also gradually break things down. When molecules deteriorate and they're not their perfect form, collagenases will attack them and break them down further. So ultraviolet, sun damage, things that degrade our collagen are actually going to hasten the aging process, and collagenases, these enzymes in our skin that patrol around and harvest these half-dead molecules, are going to break it down even further. If we use enzyme inhibitor peptides, you are going to improve the quality of your skin. You might have heard of silk fibrin peptides, soybean peptides. So these peptides inhibit the enzymes that break down the collagen of your skin. They're called MMPs, or matrix metalloproteinases, or collagenases. This sounds very technical. These enzymes break down your collagen, and when we use enzyme inhibitor peptides, we're going to really get a boost in maintaining good structure of the skin. Then there are signaling peptides like copper peptides. Palmitil pentapeptide is one that's commonly in skin products. And these send signals to the skin to boost collagen production. And it also helps the skin stay fresh and young. So think about these peptides, the 4 different types, in your skincare ingredients. Actually look for ingredients that have peptides in them, because it's not enough to just be on antioxidants. It's not enough to be on Retin A products. We also need small molecule peptides to go in and help us do the work of preventing breakdown, stopping overcontraction, signaling peptides to grow more collagen production, as well as carrier peptides to bring in those trace elements. And I love peptides in my regimens. I love them in my skincare. I have it in my new Luxe line. I have the neurotransmitter peptide called palmitil tetrapeptide to inhibit contraction. So really good for crow's feet, where it massages in and softens the crinkles. I love peptides, and I want you guys to consume them in your diet. We said they can be taken topically, on the skin, or orally, and that means with milk products, lots of peptides there. Definitely in eggs, this is a rich source of dietary peptides. Definitely can be found in soybeans. Think about having fish and meat, especially marine fish. Marine fish is a really rich source of peptides and proteins. It's very collagen dense. Think about bone broth, which is collagen dense. And remember that you got to take your nutrition by mouth, not just on the surface of the skin, to have the best possible skincare. So that's what you need to know about peptides. The most important thing for you to do is look for skincare ingredients that have peptides, because it's very important to do more than just sun protection, vitamin C, and retin A. You have to also take in good ingredients by mouth. You also have to add these type of building blocks to your skincare regimen so your skin can continue to stay healthy, beautiful, and vibrant. And that's it for now. Don't forget to put peptides on first. Your thinnest, most active, and potent products always get applied first, so they absorb fast and they absorb the best and they work the most efficiently. You can find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K. Don't forget to check it out, DRKAY, doing amazing things with people's faces. And find me on my website at www.beautybydrkdrkay.com. That's where you can find my amazing skincare line. Try the Lux line with the neurotransmitter peptides for wrinkling. Try my triple shot serum, which has antioxidants and neuropeptides. And the night cream actually has really great ceramides and peptides for softening the skin, providing nutrition, entering signal peptides, reducing collagen breakdown. I love it. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.